Many grow weary in the long battles, and for too many, the respite has been the things of the world more than times with me. There is a refreshing in my presence. There is an enabling power, a grace for the hour, a grace for each need, and a grace to draw even nearer. Prevalent throughout my body have been the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust for other things choking the word, and the lack of results have been a puzzle to so many. There is a singleness to be had in me that few have found or walked in, a singleness of desire and of purpose. The singleness is unique to each one, yet is found in me all the same. I am drawing my family into me in a closeness they have not known in the hour and time they are in. It is a time of losing your life and finding mine. It is an hour of taking my word to heart and allowing my spirit to take you into a soundness of truth and understanding so that those in my body will become as another man doing exploits. You are in the world, but you are not of the world. There is a grace to go where I'm leading. This is not a dogma. This is not a law. This is, of course, a pursuit of the heart. This is a pursuit of me and my ways through my spirit as he leads you where you have not been. In this place, there are riches of fellowship that are your reward. There is truth that is your reward. There is peace that is your reward. The results will be uncommon, not just in the miracles, but in the walk in me that accompanies the miracles. Agape will be understood and walked in as the heart and justice of the Father are seen through those who have followed my spirit into these places in me. This is an avenue of the heart I am leading you on, and it is your heart that will take you there as you exercise your heart toward me. For in leaning your heart toward me, and in exercising your heart to believe many things, you will find grace to walk closer and closer to me, and miracles will become the expected thing. Choose to set your affections on that which you believe. Choose to set your affections on me and on my word, and take to heart the things I have spoken. Setting your affections higher, higher than before. Take time to immerse yourself in me. Take time to immerse yourself in the riches of my word and my speaking. I am calling those who will hear, come higher. Many are the treasures I am waiting to deliver to those who will find them. Many are the riches found in my presence. Harden not your hearts to what my spirit has spoken. Harden not your hearts to the life provided in my word. There is an abundance of treasure in the depths of the ocean of my love, and there is great wisdom in the understanding of my word. For there is this to be connected to that, and that is to be connected to this, as understandings come together. These understandings will have everything to do with many being able to move forward into a mature stature, where faith is not just speaking, but believing, and where my love in you dominates your being. My glory will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, and I will be seen as though walking the earth again through my body. Know me, know my love. Know the riches of wisdom found in me, in my word, and in all that I have spoken. Come forward in me. Come forward into that place in me where there is quietness and rest, where there is peace indeed, as you walk in my authority. There is only one true rest, and it is found in me. Come forward in me.